Om Shri Sai Ram. To begin the proceedings of today evening of the All India Convention for Group 3 students and the alumni come from all parts of India, I have the proud privilege of introducing my young brother, Mr. Nikhil Kaushik. Nikhil is a Bal Vikas student, gone through the 9 years, joined the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, has been the alumni of the institute, and now works for one of the top five accounting firms in the world, KPMG, in the advisory cell. I request Nikhil to take charge of the proceedings and carry the evening forward. Jai Sai Ram.
Offering my humble pranams at Swami's lotus feet.
Sai Ram to one and all.
Today we are here to participate in the All India Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Group 3 and Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni Meet Jan 2012. The title of the program being Bal Vikas and Akhand Jyoti. The society today is gripped with all sorts of issues, ranging from doctors taking advantage of the patient's innocence, administrators taking advantage of their power, lawmakers turning lawbreakers, and society in general losing the moral foothold for which Bharat is always known for. It is in this context that Bal Vikas gains its greatest relevance in molding the character of an individual, which eventually shapes the destiny of the society. I take this opportunity to thank Swami for considering us worthy to be a part of this mighty mission. Thank you, Swami. Philosophers have time and again urged mankind to abide by the rules and guidelines laid down. We have been warned that the consequences otherwise are pretty scary. But Swami somehow revolutionized this whole thought and said for the first time that no, we don't have to fear anything at all. We can as well love God. We can as well love God. What a thought I felt. I now request Sister Samarpita Banerjee of Group 3 to come up and share her experiences.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Before beginning, I offer my heartiest pranam at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan and my love and respect to one and all present here. Today, I am going to share with you my thoughts regarding the importance of Bal Vikas classes in my life. I started attending Bal Vikas classes when I used to be a kindergartner. Since then, I've been attached to these classes. My first Bal Vikas guru was my mother. She was the person who introduced me to these classes. And today, I am earnestly grateful to Swami, who came in the form of my mother and provided me the opportunity to explore myself through these classes. These classes gifted me the invaluable presence of the five human values that lead a man to his ultimate goal and mold him into an ideal human being. Baba is being worshipped as the supreme lord in my family since times immemorial. Hence, on the first day of my Bal Vikas class, the idea that I had in my mind about Baba is that he is a deity. Slowly, I started to learn about his life, his messages, through the lessons taught to me in the Bal Vikas classes. With the passage of time, my proximity towards Baba increased, and I discovered that he is not only a deity, but my best friend, philosopher, and guide. Or to be precise, everything for me. His messages Inspire us to be persons of truthfulness and honesty. They give us the strength to stay determined and fight with the obstacles obstructing the paths to our goals, and help us to be self-confident so that we can be capable of accepting challenges. They teach us to be humble and polite and apologize for every mistake we do. They prevent us from being praise of ego, hatred, anger that result in nothing but sorrow and grief. Whenever I'm in a dilemma, I always close my eyes and think that what would have Baba done if he would have been in my place? And the answer comes from within automatically. Whenever I'm in confusion, this is how the solutions appear before me and stabilize me so that I can take various important decisions of my life boldly. Moreover, the chapters taught to us in the Bal Vikas classes contain excerpts from the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, the Holy Bible, and many more such diverse religious scripts. After learning the inner meanings of all those shlokas and hymns, we get to know of the fact that all the religions are different pathways to the same God. And in this entire world, the only religion that exists is the religion of love. Swami said that hands that help are holier than lips that pray. And so we, the Bal Vikas students, also get involved in various kinds of seva activities conducted by the organization. Considering our work as worship, we work wholeheartedly and try to bring whatever taught to us in the Bal Vikas classes into practicality. Likewise, I too participate in many kinds of seva activities, such as visiting rural areas and providing food, grains, clothes, education, etc. to the poor and needy, spreading awareness amongst them regarding their health and hygiene, cleaning our locality and many other places at regular intervals, visiting blind schools, orphanages, old age homes, and spending glorious time with them by telling stories to them, singing songs with them, and thus entertaining them through various means, and many more such seva activities. I actually feel fortunate to be a part of all those works, as while doing those works along with my coordinates in a united manner, with selfless love and dedication in our hearts, I can actually feel His divine presence. That's what gives me extreme mental satisfaction, utter pleasure, and sheer happiness. We work hard to wipe off the tears and bring smiles on the faces of many. And at last, these activities fill us with fresh energy and determination. This leaves a positive effect on all the other works we do as well. I would like to say that today I am here only and only because of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas has helped me to put a step forward towards Swami and guided me to the right path. This organization and each and everything related to this organization have become an inseparable part of my life. And with His divine blessings, I'll remain attached to them forever and ever. Jai Sai Ram.
We now have two ex-students of Balvikas sharing their experiences with us. We first have Brother Parikshit Kohli, followed by Sister Radhika Mathur. I request Brother Parikshit to take over.
My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, and Sai Ram to all of you. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, I shall begin by recalling three short instances. Instances that transpired with me as a 10-year-old, as an adolescent, and as a working adult. There is a box of chocolates which has just come, and Mama said, I can have one every day after having my lunch. Then Mama gets busy, and I think, there are a lot many in that box. Instead of one, maybe I can have two. I can do so when no one's watching. But is there someone watching? The school teacher calls out to the class and asks any three students to come up for a 2-minute extempore on global warming. We all giggle, nudge each other to take the dais and be the co-chester. I have some ideas to share, but the thought of my classmates poking fun is looming large. Should I or should I not take the dais? I am only one step away from earning my quarterly bonus. All I need to do is clinch this last one deal, albeit with a larger discount. While I can push and make it happen, it is working knowledge that such a discount may not be beneficial for the firm in the long run. With the bonus carrot hanging low, do I or do I not make that deal? I had two chocolates that day, but only after having sought my mother's permission to do so, because a day earlier at the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas class, our guru had told us that Swami is always watching. I walked up to the dais that day amidst jeering classmates, only to return back 2 minutes later to a loud clap of hands and a pat on the back. The Sri Satya Sai Balvikas annual literary meet that I had attended as a participant a week back gave me the self-confidence to do so. And I did not make that meal and earn the lesser bonus, but I finished the day's work with more satisfaction than ever. The words of the Mahatma, as told by our Balvikas Guru, rang in my ears. I can't lower my standards to suit my circumstances. My dear brothers and sisters, such is the Akhanda Jyoti that has been ignited within us by Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. This Akhanda Jyoti within us is none other but the Lord Himself, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. In Baba's own words, and I quote, I am in you and I am God. I prompted you to project me into the outer world as an idol or image to listen to your outpouring and give you peace. Without the inspiration, solace and joy that I confer from within, you will be raving mad as one who has lost his mooring and is tossed about rudderless on a stormy sea. Hold on to me in the heart. Hear me whisper in the silent words of counsel and consolation. Hold converse with me. Guide your footsteps as I direct, and you reach the goal safe and soon. The picture before you sit, the hymns you recite, the flowers which you place on it, the vows you impose on yourselves, the vigils you go through, These are the activities that cleans, that remove obstacles in the way of your becoming aware of my presence within. Unquote. Dear brothers and sisters, this presence of the Lord within is the Akhand Jyoti, which has been the boon of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas to our students. Swami's Bal Vikas has opened the gateways to his learnings, his teachings, but most importantly, his love. It's an unwritten rule, a rule that at least we in the Bal Vikas fraternity would like to believe in, that as students, our equity in his divine mission is a little more than the rest, and that gives us preferential rights to his love as well. All thanks again to Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Right through our childhood days, our formative years, we were introduced to life fundamentals such as help ever, hurt never, love all, serve all. This pushed us in adopting these as a way of our lives. The medium of instruction, like role plays, quizzes, kept the interest going. In group learning sessions, values became aspirational. This institution has not only been a learning forum of spirituality and noble thoughts, but has also given us a well-rounded perspective and helped us in our overall personality development. I consider myself blessed to have been a part of this life-shaping experience, without which things would have turned out very differently. And at this juncture, I am reminded of Sant Kabir's poetic verse, Guru Gobind Duo Khade Kaake Lagu Paaye, Guru Gobind Duo Khade Kaake Lagu Paaye, Balihari Guru Aapne Jine Gobind Diye Dikhaye, Balihari Guru Aapne Jine Gobind Diye Dikhaye. I profusely thank my Bal Vikas Guru, who incidentally is also my mother, and all the gurus from whom I learnt all that I know. Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas has always been and will continue to be the Akhand Jyoti in my life, the source of my power and inspiration, the guiding light, the mind illuminating enigma. On behalf of all the Bal Vikas students gathered here and of all the alumni, we pray to Swami that this divine torch be passed on to all future generations such that it lights the hearts and souls of all it touches. Thank you, Swami, for having chosen us. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, and a loving Sai Ram to you all. Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, the Akhand Jyoti of my life. Well, this fact dawned on me one afternoon when I was spending it with my grandmother, who is a Bal Vikas guru herself. And I complained to her. I told her that, Dadi, you've got Sparshanam, Sambhashanam, and everything with Swami's physical form, and I may not even get any. To which she retorted, saying that, Beta, I argue with Baba every day, asking him why did he give this to me so much later in my life. I would have liked it if he had taken me into his fold in childhood, like he did for you, through Bal Vikas. And then, boom, a stream of thoughts came rushing in. Something that was so mechanical on every Sunday going for Bal Vikas. And now what it has become. That one critical push into the world of Sai, who is now my everything. Let me narrate to you an incident that happened 3 months ago in my college. The date for our final MBBS exam submission was declared, but late, by which time I had already booked air tickets to Puttaparthi with my father. And I was to arrive a day later than the date of submission. I ran to the office and I pleaded with the clerk. I said, Please, I have to come back and sign. Please allow me to do so. He refused, however, and gave me vague reasons. Later on, I realized that my friends in the same position had already paid him a lump sum of money to get their work done. They told me that just pay the guy 200 rupees and get your work done. Why do you want to prepone your air tickets, waste so much of money? Guilt engulfed me. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I shut my eyes and I prayed to Baba, fervently prayed to him. And obviously Swami will give me my sign, will give me my message. And that was a saying, a very simple saying that all Bal Vikas children have learned. Money comes and goes, but morality comes and grows. Need I say anything else after that? Such a saying incorporated into our minds since Bal Vikas has now manifested itself so beautifully. Daiva Preeti, Papa Bhiti, the motto of Bal Vikas, has allowed me to differentiate between right and wrong. How easy is it for a Bal Vikas student to choose a Gram Seva over a day and night out with friends? How easy it is not to cheat in an exam and surrender entirely to him? How easy it is to just choose a vegetarian dish over a non-vegetarian one, or abstain from alcohol while others binge? What kind of conditioning is required for such behavior? Yes, it is Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. A sort of a divine education imparted by one of Swami's most coveted instruments, his gurus, our gurus, to whom we are eternally indebted. If Swami himself can incorporate his own name into ours, being Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas student, then shouldn't we uphold this name? You all must have heard the saying, with great power comes great responsibility. Well, what is the power here? Of course, his teachings, those words that emanated from those divine lips. And the responsibility should be our conduct, responsible conduct, every single day, every minute, every second, being aware, introspecting. The light that Bal Vikas has transmitted to us needs to be disseminated amongst everyone, never extinguishing, never dying. I would like to end by saying that Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas has booked us on a train journey, has given us tickets, a permanent one, from station I to station we to station him. Jai Sai Ram.